A Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Brian Schultz. The BSU softball team continues their season in the snow, unfortunately. Joined by senior Crystal Bowen. How tough has the season been for everybody, knowing that you haven't been able to play as much as you wanted, and you certainly haven't been able to play at home?
Yeah, it's kind of rough. It's always nice to have home games, obviously, during the season. We've been on the road a lot. We've been fortunate in the fact that we haven't had to cancel any of our games so far, so that's been really nice. We've had a lot of chances to play in domes and things like that. We've been going down south quite a bit, so I don't know. It's definitely rough, not what we wanted, but we are getting our games in, so that's good.
Is this a lousy way to end a collegiate career, or would you rather, like last year, you guys had a ton of home games?
Yeah, definitely not something that you look forward to having happen to you your senior year, but definitely thankful for the home games that we have had in the past, and I've had a pretty good career, so always thankful for that.
Rewind to your high school days. You're from Duluth. Why Bemidji State back then?
I don't really know. I think it was the perfect distance away from home where if I wanted to go home for a weekend, I could. It's just 2.5 hours away, so I'm kind of the perfect distance for that. I don't know, just kind of had a few options, but ended up picking here. I really like the campus and things like that, too, so that was good.
There's been a lot of changes in your time here on the softball field. New coaches, players coming in and out. Have things kind of stabilized now a little bit?
Yeah, they definitely are. Rick's definitely done as best as he can to build the program. Really, we have a lot of stability now. It's really nice for the younger girls knowing that they're going to have the same coach all 4 years. Kelsey and I have definitely been through our fair share of coaches in the last 4 years, so it's definitely nice for them to see that and see what we went through so that they can appreciate it more now.
Yeah, there aren't very many upperclassmen, period, much less seniors. How much has that kind of helped you grow as a person that you were, you've been around, you've had to lead by example maybe a little bit more than most younger players did back, your sophomore and junior year here?
Yeah, it's definitely been kind of tougher. I know Kelsey and I kind of have the same views on pretty much everything, how we want to lead the team. She's more of a vocal leader. I lead more by example on the field and off the field, I feel like. So we've definitely come a long ways, and we've had to step up sooner rather than later in our careers.
You are majoring in sport management and business. How's class been going for you?
It's a little stressful. We've been missing quite a few days of class this year, but my teachers are all really understanding, which always makes it a lot easier on me. And it's really nice just because they know what's going on and they're really understanding. So,
Everyone has the mystique of a college athlete as it's all glamorous, but they don't realize that you guys are trying to do homework on a bus on the way back at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning on your way back from, say, Fayette, Iowa, or wherever. How hard is it to juggle everything that goes on both on the field and off?
I think all of my teammates would agree with me that it's probably the hardest thing that we have to do in our collegiate careers with anything, pretty much. We do have a lot of study groups on the road, and I know we stay up till midnight sometimes just trying to get things done before they're due the next day so we can send them to our teachers. So it's definitely really hard. It's not all it's cracked up to be most of the time, like people think that it is.
Well, you get out in the real world, that should prepare you that things are a little bit easier than even in a real job, correct?
Yeah, we definitely are probably better at managing our time than most other people would be going into the workplace. So,
what do you want to do in the future?
I'm not really sure yet. I'm just trying to get through this season and this school year. I know I've been looking at a couple internships. My dream job would be doing marketing, things like that for the Twins. So hopefully looking to get into the sports field somehow.
Enjoy it, what's left of your senior year, and good luck in the future, Crystal.
Thank you very much.